Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
What is up? Welcome to Casino Friday on My Bookie. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we're here.
Merry Christmas.
To play some cards. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
It's the last Casino
Christ
Friday of the year.
Miss. Do you have your nativity scene up in your house?
Yeah. Is it blasphemous if it's a Lego nativity scene?
No, I'll allow it.
Okay.
They made Batman a Lego. This entire Batman Lego franchise.
I know. Everything's Lego. It's very hard to find non-franchise Legos. It's fucking stupid. Got a pair right off the bat. I'm splitting these sixes, man. Fuck this shit. Was that smart? I don't know. I don't care.
I still haven't finished my Lego Charizard.
14. What do you mean? How hard could it be to build a Lego Charizard?
It was like a million pieces, and I got to the end, and it just kind of crumbled. Like I put like the one of the final pieces in, and it fell apart. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm not starting over.
That's fair.
Damn.
Speaking of Christmas, I remember when I was a kid, one of the dumbest kids in my class came up to me, and he was like, "Did you know my sister's like really smart? It's like third grade, and she said that it could also be called Christmas."
Yeah.
And even in third grade, I was like, I think your sister's as dumb as you are. In my head, I was polite to him. I didn't think
about it. I bet that kid like puked or shit himself at some point in school.
Yeah. One would admit, I think he shit himself. I think he shit his pants, if I'm being totally honest.
You never forget. You never forget the kid in like second or third grade that had to go home because he shit himself.
I do remember there was a girl, and I think in like third grade, who like... We had these, like, desks where it was, like, you sit, and there's, you know, the desk is, like, attached to the chair, and then underneath the chair is where you stash your books or whatever, right? And it was, like, a cavernous metal thing. It wasn't, like, an open basket. It was like a metal cave. And I remember she pissed her pants, and you could just it was so much pee. Like, she had been holding it all day.
Was it dripping down?
Oh my god, a waterfall of piss into all of her textbooks. And we were all just like, oh, and she was crying and fucking sad.
Just a mega tough scene.
It's not great.
What was her nickname after that?
Wait, she didn't get a nickname.
Okay.
We just beat her mercilessly every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had no name after that. We didn't consider her a human being, so it's...
A girl has no name. After she pisses her pants and creates mass
I can, like, remember seeing the pee drip down. Like, I can... It's in my mind. I can picture it perfectly. So, yeah. That was a good time. That was a good time. Ah. Magical. You split some sixes? Idiot.
No, I'm doubling down on the nine. 16. Not what I wanted.
Split them. Split again.
I can't. It doesn't allow you.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You should be able to split as many times as...
15. Come on. 18. Tough.
Sick. Tough luck. I've lost some money here. I'm just dropping a grand on the table.
What? Must be nice to have it like that, dog.
Well, you know, when you play responsibly like I do.
Is that responsible?
I don't know. I split six.
We're like 3 minutes in.
Yeah. Is it 3 minutes?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Who even knows? Oh, fuck. I forgot to put on my bookie sent us swag.
Time doesn't matter right now.
Doubling down. I got an 11. Let's go.
Go grab after you.
Ugh. Yeah, I'll go pop bottle.
No. Fuck, I hit the wrong button. I'm such a moron. 19. Damn it. I would have busted anyway, but that's dumb. So he's going to get the swag. I just accidentally hit the wrong button. I did not mean to stand on a fucking 14 against a 7. Here we go, Rob. You're missing out on the hand. 9. Ooh. 18 against a 10. Take my medicine. And then we pushed. All right. There you go. You got a hoodie? A little hoodie?
What up?
Money bags.
Is it down both sleeves? Oh, here we go.
Money bag Rob.
My bookie. Let's go. Is there anything on the back? I didn't even look.
No. Nah, it's a clean hoodie.
It's clean. All right. Yeah, I got the My Bookie hoodie, little money bag.
It's going to be cold back in Philly. When you watch this, I'll be on my way.
Yeah. Probably driving your fancy new truck.
Probably turtling it in Arkansas. I'll be dead.
That sounds right.
You'll have to come home to...
I'll have to pick you up from work every... Or pick you up to take you to work every day.
No, I'll be dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's certainly more convenient for me.
All right.
But either way, remember when we used to carpool?
Because my truck was in the shop for like 2 months. Jesus Christ.
It was in there for so long.
After a little hit and run when my car was just parked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. Fun times.
It was good times.
My old truck got beat to fuck and I was never in the car when it happened.
I've said before.
Nobody leaves notes.
They don't even realize they did it half the time, I think. They're just that bad of drivers here. They're just that fucking stupid in Austin where they're like, oh. By the way, Novak just means business. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Boom. There we go. Did you win your $1,000 hand?
No.
No.
I think I lost it.
Okay. You should probably know that.
I should, but I was too focused on the free hoodie.
You were taking a nap in your car when I pulled up.
Took a little snooze.
Were you here all night?
Look, things aren't going great.
Over the holidays?
My wife keeps finding out about $1,000 hands I forget about. yes, you know, it's not ideal. It's not what you want. All right, I'll take a 19.
Hopefully you at least push. 15, keep it coming, buddy. Boom, 21. Let's
go. There you
go. $200 Dick. Hand.
Fucking dickhead is what it is.
So we're recording this early.
Yes.
The Christmas party hasn't happened yet.
No.
We are dropping the Christmas party episode after this Casino Friday.
We are.
So this is an early Casino Friday.
Oh, right,
Christmas
right.
Party episode's going out like 7, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Ross hasn't given me any specifics.
So what do you want? You want some Christmas party predictions? I'll sit on 13 against 5.
Yeah, why not? What's going to happen?
No.
Wrong button.
Bust. And now I lost. Because you hit the wrong button.
Wrong button.
Very cool.
I'm sorry.
That's happened.
I'm sorry. Wrong button.
You know, it happens. It's all good.
I want this dude to know I'm not a moron.
He doesn't care. Novak is dealing cards so fast that he very clearly does not give a shit. He goes, Del, someone's like, Del, why would you hit LOL? Fucking idiot.
Boom. Oh, blackjack.
Oh, boy. Christmas party predictions? I don't know. It's interesting because at the Christmas party here last year, people went full retard.
This will be in an establishment.
This will be at a place, a real place.
It's hard
place.
To get to. Not, like, super convenient.
And, yeah, it's tucked away. It's not off an interstate or even a major highway. And also, like, yeah, you have to be, like, somewhat of a human being at this place as opposed to here.
You'd be surprised, man.
That's fair. Look, I mean, just walk into an ex-major leaguer's bar and...
Remember when we went to Miami?
Oh, boy, that is... I completely forgot about Miami.
Doing cocaine in the bathroom.
I remember that.
Somebody had a little too many hard AFs, maybe ruined his...
life?
Yeah, yeah.
But life is the only real way to put it, but...
I was going to say engagement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thus, life.
In, like, a horrible way. Yeah. A horrific way.
In a absolutely dumbass, retarded... Maybe deserve what he got. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a first time.
It you know, the way you behave drunk is who you really are. So it in a lot of ways. So who knows? Maybe that guy wasn't a great guy. I don't know. I don't remember talking to him. Maybe I did. I don't know. I was pretty fucked up myself, but I didn't do anything that he did.
No. No, you didn't. Well, your wife wasn't there.
She wasn't. Which is why I let the swinger give me a kiss on the cheek as I said goodbye to her.
Which one was that?
Remember there was that chick who was on a date who just like showed up randomly? And I don't think she was on a date with a drinking bro. It was just like two people on a date walked into the bar and she was like, what's going on here? And
it's
like,
oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And she was like, somehow, I mean, she brought it up really. Like, she was like, yeah, I'm like polyamorous and... into BDSM or
so you got a kiss on the cheek and
I didn't get a kiss on the cheek. I was like, all right, we talked for a little bit. We didn't even talk that much actually, which is why this stuck out to me so much. But we talked for a little bit. I was pretty jacked up on drugs and I was like, all right, we're leaving, see ya. And she was like, bye, and like gave me a kiss on the cheek in front of the dude she was on a date with. I was like, what is going on, dude?
She's got to show that she's poly.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. She's got to remind him. And also...
It's an alpha move.
A different guy tried to make out with Jesse.
Oh, dude, I remember that. That was very funny. Like, as he was saying goodbye, he went in for the kiss. Like, and she's like, what?
Just truly... absurd behavior all around. So yeah, actually, Jeremy Affelt, if you're listening, you've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, who could say what's actually going to happen? I imagine it'll be civilized. I think Jack's maybe going to be there, maybe Caleb.
Caleb's going to be there, so I assume Jack is going to be there.
Yeah, they're like a package deal at this point, it seems.
Is Heather coming?
There. Maybe Heather will be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's right around the corner from their fucking where all those people live.
Jared's compound?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really funny if Jared just didn't show up.
That's always a possibility.
He's like, oh, I forgot.
He lives the life that everyone wants to live, which is, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I feel like.
Yeah. Come on, feed me a 10. I'm going to be brave. We'll take the 9.
Okay.
Boom. Let's go.
Damn.
I've pretty much treaded water this entire episode. So let's go 500.
Okay. Kicking it off, 15 minutes. That's a responsible time to drop a big hand.
I bet Peter will probably be there.
People don't do... We're at mybookie.com, by the way. Check it out.
Who will be the biggest asshole on the show?
We excluding Ross?
I'm saying...
I'm kidding.
Who will be the drunkest asshole on the show?
Oh, boy. It'll be someone... I don't know. I don't even know who's going to be there. So, like... Who knows?
Joel just gets fucked up.
That would be funny. I don't think I've ever seen Gary drink.
Gary's a menace, yeah. I don't think he's going to drink, though. He might do some interviews.
Okay.
Joel's taking the fucking bus to New Orleans the next day.
Yikes, why? Oh, he's taking his wife there, right?
Yeah.
Is his wife flying there?
His wife's going to fly there, yeah.
Thank God.
But he was looking at flights, and he waited too late. So he's like, I guess I'll take the bus.
He waited too late, as in there were no good flights?
There was no flights at all.
Oh, God.
There was no flights from here to New Orleans, which is like a 50-hour or a 50-minute flight.
It is a quick flight, yeah.
But and he's like, I have to go... fly to like Chicago to then go back to New Orleans. It made no sense.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like, even the drive's not that bad.
No.
Just fucking fall asleep on the bus. You fuck.
If, I mean, I was going to offer him a ride if that was on the way. Like, if I was going to Florida, I would drop him off in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But I have to go up through Dallas, Arkansas,
yeah, you're going
Tennessee.
Not that direction at all.
Yeah, New Orleans would be totally out of the way.
Yeah.
It's already a 24-hour drive.
I mean, it would be one thing if you were dry. Yeah.
It's going to be fucking cold.
Good.
I'm hoping there's no... I don't want to drive through snow.
That sucks. Yeah. But cold weather?
Snow when I get there, sure.
Dude.
But like when I'm in like West Virginia going
yeah,
up
you don't
the
want
fucking...
You don't want to deal with that bullshit. I miss cold weather so much. I have so many great sweaters.
And... Appalachia, going up Appalachia in the snow, that would suck.
Yes. It would all suck.
Whenever I'm in Tennessee, though, Tennessee always... It always rains. You can guarantee rain when you drive through Tennessee.
It's a rainy time of year in the Volunteer State.
Here, too. Dude, it's been raining for like 4 straight weeks.
I know. Keeps fucking up my Christmas lights.
Makes my new truck dirty as hell.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, wow, his truck already looks like shit. Look at all the value it's losing.
It's the construction.
I know. It is. Dude, I saw a fucking construction worker today driving my kid to school. And he's like a welder. And he had his welder's mask on, and there was a, like a bumper sticker he had like plastered onto the welder's mask that said "No limits, no rules."
Yeah, I mean he's probably his own boss,
which seems just like a bad vibe for a man who holds a torch, a welding torch to have.
He controls his own destiny.
And he's like, I do whatever I want with my welder's torch. I will weld anything to anything.
Yeah, dude. He has no master. He has nobody to tell them what to do. He can weld whatever he wants.
That's a dangerous
try to stop
man.
Him.
Yeah.
Now, if he did it underwater, I mean, you can 10x his fucking salary.
Oh, yeah. All right. Splitting the twos. Let's go. Let's go. Against the three. Let's go. Okay.
I know a guy at the gym that underwater welds, makes a pretty penny.
Novak is giving me the filthiest looks, and I'm not here for it.
He has to stay there, though, for a long time.
What, welding like, underwater?
To, like, accommodate your body.
What do you mean? You got to get underwater, get your body used to it, and then get to work?
I think he has to go into, like, a capsule or something. I don't know.
Hell yeah!
He didn't fully explain it to me, but it sounds like...
Sounds terrible.
It sounds like a whole process.
Novak's proud of me for my splitting of and winning with 12. Yeah, that's right, Novak. That's right, Novak. I did the right thing.
I'm up a grand right now. No big deal.
Look at you.
I'll put it on the table.
Look at you.
Yes, 16.
Oh, boy.
He's about to steal my money.
Yeah. Oh, no. Right when you put a grand on the table?
Yep.
Ooh. He was waiting for that. He set a trap for you. I'm not taking your goddamn filthy insurance.
Yep, he did it. I don't think he's missed yet on the blackjack.
Look at him. This guy doesn't fuck around. But now that he's got that blackjack, I'm putting $1,000 on the table. You can't do that twice in a row.
Part of the no fucking around crew.
Fuck you, Novak. You can't do that twice. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm doing. You know what I'm here for. You know what I'm about. Gives me a 2.
Come on, ace.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, no.
Splitting twos again.
Why are you splitting twos?
Because fuck him.
Against a 10? It's awful.
I'm splitting it.
You're going to bust here. Or
Attack.
Yeah, you have a 13.
This guy's really giving me the dirtiest looks.
18. All right.
The amount of
12.
It's been 12.
16. Keep going.
Attack.
And he's talking to somebody.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah. Not to mention you had 2K on the table.
Yeah.
You fucking moron. You only lost 1K though, right?
Yeah. I only lost 1K. I pushed on the other one.
Why are you splitting twos?
Splitting twos is the, it's an old gambler's trick.
Yeah.
It's an old riverboat
certainly.
Trick. Yeah.
A destitute hobo taught you this.
Ugh.
Have you even been conscious of who's playing in the bowl games this year?
I know Missouri's playing Iowa. What and game? I know that there's a Big 12 versus Big 12 bowl game because...
Oh, Colorado versus fucking BYU at the Alamo Dome.
Yeah, it's stupid.
How is that a thing? How we have... I guess they didn't play this year, but...
Because the conferences haven't fully reworked everything out yet.
It just seems dumb.
It is fucking dumb. How bored would you be if you were playing...
A conference team in a bowl game? The best bowl games, too, are like the Pop-Tart Bowl.
What do you mean?
A, for the entertainment value, but also I think the matchups. Like, some of the bigger bowl games suck. Like, I have no idea who's playing who now. I used to be so plugged in.
Yeah. I forgot my my phone's over there charging, so I can't check it.
They ruin bowl season.
Playing on the laptop. But the bowls are pretty underwhelming. And then I even, like, Missouri-Iowa is just, like, boring to me. We've played Iowa.
Marshall had to get replaced because they didn't have enough players.
Dude, they have to push the transfer portal back.
Yeah.
It cannot... You cannot transfer until fucking the day after the final.
But here's the thing. I don't... Guys that plan on transferring, why would they play? Risk injury.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, you can't, like, fault these dudes for transferring before the playoff because these... teams need to fill their roster, and they'll just get somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The playoff teams are getting fucked pretty hard by the transfer portal. For the other bowl teams, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's a very communist system.
How?
You're rewarding all the teams that didn't make the playoff.
It's not communist. This is like...
It's very un-meritocracy. So, like, you're dinging...
They are hamstrung by being in the playoff.
Yeah, you're dinging the teams that are successful.
Dude, pro sports are the communist ones. You need to go full free market like the EPL.
What, instead of drafting? You're anti-draft? The draft rules.
Commie. You fucking socialist.
I'm okay with
fucking Marxist. You fucking pinko.
You're essentially doing the same thing, though, in college now. Because you're rewarding all these guys. Like, if you don't make the playoffs, it's much easier to hit that transfer portal.
It's much easier to pick things out of the transfer portal, yeah, because you can't work on the transfer portal if you're in the playoffs.
It's kind of like when you're playing NBA Jam, when you're down too much, the game would just correct. So the other guy who's up big would start making shots or missing shots. You would make more shots.
Right. So every
keep the game closer.
Every game's exciting. Blah, blah, blah.
I got really good at NBA Jam in college.
The, like, Sega one or whatever?
No, there was, like, a newer version.
Okay.
But I would just light people up with threes.
That's the whole point of that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Game.
The whole point's the jam. They should honestly, that game should have made dunks worth three.
Mm-hmm.
And threes worth twos. Go backwards.
I agree with that.
I would piss people off so much, though. I think it was like Steph Curry back then.
Which, before he was like super known quantity?
No, I think it was NBA Jam. It was Clay and Steph, and I would just light them up with the Warriors. It's around the same time, like 2012. What are you looking up?
Nothing.
No.
I'm just thinking.
You just zoned out. Oh, we got a new bitch.
Oh, what up, girl?
That guy was good to us. Novak was
pretty chill. He definitely kept giving... He was great, too, because he kept giving us looks like, what are you doing, you fucking idiot?
Also, Jason, who just kind of watching us, a ghost viewer.
He's gone now, I think.
Yeah, but he never sat at the table.
I know. What a weirdo. Who do we got? Bloom. That is not a real name. Although the butterfly tattoos would actually suggest that her name is Bloom.
They're being called to the nectar.
Push.
That's fine. Let's put 1,000 on the table.
Let whip Bloom know what kind of man you are.
Yeah, I got to whip my nuts out in front of her.
Yeah. That's fair.
But not in like a sexual assault type way.
Not in a Peyton Manning type of way?
No. I'm not just going to like put my sack on her face.
Fair enough. Well, while she's shuffling, I'll just let you know. We're at mybookie.com. Watch on YouTube so you can see my sleeve play.
Listen, they know this by now.
Mybookie.com live casino. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you play regularly, you're in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. That's play regularly anywhere on the site, not just blackjack. But every dollar you bet earns you points between like 1 and 4 points, depending on the type of bet. Parlay is more than a straight bet. And then, you know, you get all kinds of perks, including bonuses, rake backs, all kinds of stuff like that. MyBookie takes care of its own. Okay.
Also, bowl season just kind of started early without telling anybody.
When was the first one?
We had bowl games the same night as Army Navy.
Who played in that?
I don't know. It was like the historically black college bowl.
Okay.
I think.
It's not really the same.
It's a bowl game.
I understand that, but it's not like, it's not the holiday bowl.
There's also a game yesterday. No, tonight. There's a game tonight.
Okay.
That is
the first one that I remember.
So the Tuesday night one.
Yeah. This is actually going to be a very busy sports week for me between the college football playoff and then Missouri plays Illinois Sunday in the Bragging Rights game.
I'm going to be watching the games on my phone on my drive.
Oh, then you are going to total your truck.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to have money on the games. Yeah. I'm going to be driving. I'm starting Friday afternoon. I'll be watching that Notre Dame Indiana game in my truck.
Yep.
I feel like that's the best way to ingest football. On a road trip.
On a road trip where you can't even watch it? You got to time it so you stop. You're going straight through. You got to stop for dinner or something.
No, it's essentially like listening to it on the radio.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's fair.
Sometimes I prefer listening to baseball and golf on the radio.
I definitely enjoy baseball on the radio when I'm driving up to like Dallas or some shit. That is like genuinely a vibe.
It's very retro. It makes me feel like I'm
like
traveling
American,
through
like
time.
Yeah.
They're also better announcers.
What? Baseball?
No, radio announcers.
Oh, yes. Quite a bit better. They have to fill more stuff. They got to fill
the
more.
The Eagles, like, radio guys, way better.
That's why whenever you see a highlight that's, like, a really big play.
They go to the radio call.
Everyone does. Yeah. They're like, here's the radio call of the Mizzou's radio guy is, like, the best in the biz. I love him. God damn it.
He's not.
He is. Mike Kelly is. That voice is just magical.
I'll pull up Merrill Reese.
You can just play the Eagles radio guy on the... Okay. All right, Bloom, come on. Give me some good... Give me some... Hey, Blackjack. There you go, Bloom.
A little muffled.
Yeah, it sounds all right. Can't say I was impressed.
Well, it was a bad video. This is the first thing that came up. Bad quality. Shame on that man for posting that.
Come on, Bloom. Give me some good shit. What are your hometown plans for Christmas? What are you doing back in Philly?
I don't have any.
You just.
I'm just gonna show up, hang out with my fam.
You gonna see any of your boys? Are any still alive?
Yes. Yes, some of them are still alive, Rob. Actually, most of my best friends are like the more successful people.
There you go.
In the Delaware County area. We all made it out, Rob. Although my buddy, my best friend, lives in Center City, you know.
Oh.
He does well.
Oh, look at him.
He works for SAP.
Is that based in Philly?
It's worldwide. So okay. They have an office in Newtown Square.
Okay.
He doesn't really have to go in, though.
Oh, he works remote from his dope ass.
Yeah, he's got a suite. like, got like a apartment. He's got like a three-story townhouse.
That dude, that's fucking rad. That townhouse life, that brownstone life.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. I think I'm doing well, and then I go to his place, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
It was sick, though, when we went to Vegas, me and Rachel, back in 2016 when we got laid off.
Yeah.
SAP was having their, like, worldwide conference in Vegas at the same time.
Nice.
So we swiped that company card quite a bit. Went and saw Travis Scott just perform at a casino.
Did he crush?
He didn't crush any people, no.
Oh, well, you know.
They paid for bottle service with the cards. It Hell was yeah. Pretty cool.
Because
he's in sales for SAP. So.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to sell German software.
Why?
Turns out. Because every company needs it.
Yeah. So I have a buddy who's kind of like, I think in sales or something with Google. And like all he does is just like convince.
They go to dinner.
Grade schools.
They go to dinner.
Yeah.
And it's just like they spend money. And like, yeah, dude, of course we're going to re-up. Like it's.
Right.
It's all HR stuff. Like HR software, payroll software.
And it's like shit that sells itself and has no good competitor anything. Really.
Right. It's a monopoly.
Yeah.
These are like the easiest jobs ever.
And they're just like raking it in.
You just have to be a little charismatic.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Right?
Because we have this job because we're a little charismatic.
And you don't even have to really like feel bad about what you're selling.
No, it's fine.
It's literal just things people need for their company to run their company.
Yeah.
It's not like you're selling Monsanto.
What are we
doing?
I mean, I'd sell Monsanto. I don't care. Monsanto is a positive good for this world. I won't hear anything against St. Louis's own Monsanto.
Or a bunch of my college buddies that work for Lockheed. Just selling fucking cruise missiles.
Hell yeah.
Or developing them. A lot of them are engineers.
Freedom. They're developing freedom.
That's true.
I'm an old school Hank Hill patriot, so.
Dude, they've been getting fat pay raises. I went and saw a bunch of them at Fort Worth for the TCU game.
Oh, really?
And they're like, dude, yeah. Business is a booming.
Do they work in Fort Worth?
No.
Well,
a lot of them live in like Orlando.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked is because that Fort Worth at the TCU stadium is where the
I should have split those. Eights.
It's where the Armed Forces Bowl is, which is brought to you by Lockheed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, these companies are spread out throughout the country, throughout the world.
Yeah. But I didn't know if they worked there. I'm just saying they sponsored the bowl game that's played in that stadium.
A couple of them do, but like most of them live in Orlando still.
Okay.
Orlando was a big pipeline to Lockheed Martin, Siemens, and there's one more that I'm blanking on.
God damn it, Bloom. What are you doing?
Oh, NASA.
Oh, NASA.
Yeah.
NASA probably pays the worst too, which is funny.
Certainly, yeah.
Just throw it up. This my bookie.
Oh, sweet.
Gang sign. Yeah.
Damn,
she had it the whole time.
I've been bleeding out, actually. I need to get it together. Here we go.
Yeah, let's show Bloom who's boss. Putting 1,000. We both got 1,000 on the table. Tired of this. Get ready, Bloom. Get ready, girl. Six, huh? Oh, all right.
We'll go to the casino, though, in Chester, the Harris.
Okay.
Or sometimes we'll go to Sugar House in downtown Philly.
I think I've been to that Harris.
Probably. It's right across from the prison.
Yeah.
Or have you been to Sugar House? It's either Sugar House or Sugar Land in Philly.
It was not, like, in Philly. It seemed like it was kind of suburban.
Yeah, the one in Chester is also right next to the soccer stadium.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. It was nighttime and I was kind of drunk.
Sweet.
But I actually won.
Was that before the wedding was that Gleason?
Different person's wedding. That Gleason's wedding was also in Philly though. Or kind of outside of Philly.
It was like Monco, right?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I flew into Philly. I know that. Right. But it was a different wedding, and I paid for the wedding at the casino that night, like my trip.
That's always a nice feeling.
Yeah. It was a good time.
You're like, why don't I just do this for a living?
You know? Yeah. That was not my thought.
Boom. It's that easy, folks.
Ah, pushed on the 20. God damn it. Come on, lady.
Yeah, dude. We're up like $2,500 right now. No biggie.
Look at you.
No biggie.
Look at you.
I should do this for a living.
Should do, yeah. Should do this and work for SAP and...
Yeah. Any type of software company that just sells itself.
I was joking with a friend last night. I posted a picture of my child, one of my children dancing around, and the other one was coloring in the background. And I was like, my friend was like, oh, they're born to be artists. And I was like, I will do everything in my power to ensure that they do
not. They are not going to be that.
Yeah, any sort whatsoever. Because the bad thing about having creative dreams is that they never go away. Like if you have
you never really feel satisfied.
Right. If you have dreams of being a professional athlete,
you hit benchmarks and then you're like, okay, next thing.
Mm-hmm. But if you can do it at any time. If you have dreams of being a professional athlete, you know when that dream is dead, pretty much. Like it's unambiguously dead.
You have a hard time accepting it.
Yes, but it's unambiguously dead. You can't delude yourself.
I got a couple of athlete friends that like spaz out because they have no idea what to do after they're 34.
That's rough.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to put that on your kids.
No, I'm saying they're not going to be that anyway. But I'm saying at least those people, you know, they know.
Even worse is the fucking dudes that just kind of loll around in minor league baseball systems.
Oh, yeah. There was a really
like,
sad.
What the fuck am I doing?
Did you remember the story of that first base coach in the minor leagues who got a line drive to like the head or neck or something and he died?
Jesus.
And he was
how long ago was that?
He is the reason that everyone wears helmets. Everyone has to wear helmets now on the if
the
you're
baseline.
A first and third base coach. Yeah. And
you don't look that cool though.
And
look a lot cooler if you just take it to the
yeah, I agree.
The head without a with just a hat on maybe.
So he was like a baseball lifer who just couldn't stick as a player and wanted to give it a go as a coach and all this stuff. And you know, normally when someone like that dies, you know, his family's like, baseball was his life. He loved baseball.
No big deal. I got $2,000 on the table right now, splitting sevens.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Double
down.
Fuck it.
Double down.
Yep. Come on.
Oh!
19. All right. 13. We'll stay on that. So we got $3,000 on the table. Come on. Oh, no. Oh, no. No!
Oh. Oh my God!
Oh. Everything I just made is gone.
Oh!
Everything I worked
ripped all of your profit.
Everything I worked on this entire episode
right out of your asshole.
It's gone.
Reached up into you and took it all.
Now I'm down like $500.
Good Lord.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, no.
It's not what you want.
What were you saying, though?
Oh, yeah. So normally when a guy like that dies, people are like, he just loved baseball. He was dedicated to the sport. It was his passion. He obviously loved his family and kids, whatever. But his family was like, baseball has been ruining our lives for 20 years.
Yeah.
And this is a fitting conclusion. Like, they were just like, fuck baseball.
Fuck our dad, really.
I remember reading it and just being like, God damn.
At a certain point, you have to give up on the old dream.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was doing the right thing, right? He was trying to coach, I guess.
Like, the dream matters, and you should chase it if you're good at what you do. But if you're kind of like a middling person, nah, dude, just kind of give up.
Slip into that sweet release of not giving a shit about anything.
It's very freeing. Just, you know, do what you do. Kind of, you and your wife, you had big Hollywood dreams. You both failed. So you started a family. You'll pass that on to your kids.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pick up where you left off and they'll fail.
Mm-hmm. They'll pass it on down the line. That's the dream.
And you'll forever be a bloodline of failed actors.
Yes. They don't even make movies anymore, dude.
Not for a white man like you.
No. Kind of, though. I ain't going to be in Marvel.
Well, we just got to get you juiced up, right? They had the Indian guy from Silicon Valley on. He became a Marvel hero.
He did. But wait, that was the Indian guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know he's, well, I don't know, claim that you're, we'll claim you something, like a, maybe we paint your hair red, make you a full of ginger.
So that's the problem, too, is I'm not interesting looking.
You are interesting looking. You're like a forever boy man. fuck, what was the character you wrote for Spare Bedroom?
Angry Boy?
Angry Boy, yeah. You're just a forever boy child.
That was one of our characters, was just a superhero who's just an angry, like, petulant teenager. It's like, the adventures of Angry Boy! And he'd just, like, show up and be like, fuck you! Stop robbing this bank, you fucking dick!
Oh, dude, we don't need to hear it again. That was enough.
Yeah. It was all just inspired by my favorite line in film history, which is Anakin Skywalker.
I have failed you, Anakin. I have failed you.
It's just a horrible choice. And Lucas is like, yes. Yes. In this moment, you are an angry tween.
I mean, he wasn't great throughout the series.
I love Hayden Christensen.
I do. I don't dislike him, but he wasn't a great Anakin.
Could have been better.
I would have ripped apart the universe, though, and all those younglings for Natalie Portman.
Yes. Oh, my God.
In her prime? Are you kidding me?
Just look up Natalie Portman, Attack of the Clones, white outfit, bug coliseum.
Dad ass.
It's just bananas.
Just super fit.
It's just, she's perfect. Like, that's a perfect person in that movie. God damn.
Bang. Oh, no. Damn it. You do this. Why do
Holy
you do this?
Shit. You have another grand on the table? Or she's about to...
She gave me a 20, and she's going to just pull it right out from under me.
She sure is.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Oh, she didn't.
She did it. She did it. What are you talking about? She did it.
Oh, she did it. Yeah. Thought maybe she didn't, but she did it.
No, she did it.
Oh, Bloom. Silly little Bloom.
The games we play. Also, she's supposedly in that universe, like, 10 years older than Anakin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, he's like 10, she's 16.
She's a couple years older.
Boom. There we go.
I mean, I'll just Google that because I got to know this for sure. How much older is Padme than Anakin?
The prequels fondly remember because of the battles and because of Ewan McGregor.
Prequels were great. I won't hear any prequel slander.
Dude, if Ewan McGregor is not in them, they are ass. Yes. Ewan McGregor saves that shit.
Yeah, I agree. Ewan McGregor is everything in the prequels. Which is why they did him so dirty.
They did him dirty with fucking that Kenobi, show. Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
He couldn't do
it. I was
anything.
So angry at how bad that show was. Because he is rad. I mean, the
Ewan McGregor's the best actor Star Wars universe has ever had.
Yes. But between best actor and best performance combined.
It's him and obviously Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I mean, Alec Guinness is actually a legendary actor as well.
Which one's that?
Old Obi-Wan.
Ah. And then who plays Count Dooku?
Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Also
very good.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's James Earl Jones, who's...
Yeah.
But he was just doing VO work.
Right. He didn't have to do much.
I mean, Natalie
Portman... Same with fucking Lion King.
Natalie Portman, also an excellent actress, but she was given no help in that film series.
What was her last, like, big role? Annihilation?
Yeah, she has kids, so she takes a lot of time off.
Oscar Isaac?
Oh, no. She was just in some awards bait last year with Julianne Moore, and I think Julianne Moore was, like, a teacher who fucked her kid.
Okay.
Like, one of her students or whatever.
Fun. That's hot in the streets.
So Portman's still working, but she's not in like big stuff right now.
Damn, this would have been a really good day if I didn't lose that one hand. Now it is turned
damn,
into
another blackjack.
All right, let's just last hand.
Last hand.
Let's do it.
Gurr on the table.
And you just released some gas.
I farted. Did we pick that up?
Probably.
Well, probably. That happens.
I did, at least. Woo! Come on. 10.
20.
10. All right, 20.
Do I split the 10s against a 5?
No. You stay on the 20 no matter what. We ride this 20 out and hope she doesn't fuck us. 12, 14, 16. There we go. And today's not as bad as it could have been.
Woo!
Merry Christmas.
Play at mybookie.com. Check it out.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.